तस्वीर विश्व की परम पिता शिव की संतान। घर घर में खुशहाली होगी, मानव होगा देव समान। घर घर में खुशहाली होगी, मानव होगा देव समान।
मानव होगा देव समान।
बदल दिखाए, सब में परिवर्तन लाए, मन दर्पण से प्रभु दर्शन हो, जीवन धन्य बनाए, सद्गुण से श्रृंगार करें, सद्गुण से श्रृंगार करें, हम करें जगत का नव निर्माण। घर घर में खुशहाली होगी, मानव होगा देव समान।
Om Shanti. Good morning. The Murali song was very much connected with what Baba has said today, that together we're going to create a better world for all. It'll be a world filled with happiness in every home, where there is equality in all ways. So, very lovely lyrics of this particular song. And Baba's Murali is about being world benefactors. And two words that keep coming up in the Murali again and again, I'll tell you the Hindi names because you're very nice, but I'll also explain. And so the two expressions that Baba's talking about are Shubh Bhavna. Who knows the meaning of that? Who doesn't know? Okay, a few. The words that Baba has used often through the years, but obviously not everyone has been around for many years. And so Shubhavna, pure feelings. And then Shubhkamna, good wishes. And so Shubhavna, Shubhkamna, so pure feelings and good wishes. And how even in bhakti, when devotion is performed with a lot of love for God, then there's also always this awareness of giving benefit to others. Rama Baba, when he was Dada Lekraj, he would complete his bhakti. First he would do bhakti for the family, for the community, and then he would close by saying good wishes and good feelings for all, and that he was doing that bhakti not just for himself, but he was doing it so that everyone could have benefit. But of course, within the bhakti, there isn't the clarity of knowing who is God, but also there isn't that awareness of what exactly is benefit for all. And so now Baba's telling us, God is the benefactor of the world, and so you also have to be the master benefactors. And in order to achieve this, you need to have pure feelings and good wishes. And if you think about when you send out Diwali cards or Christmas cards, that's what you're actually saying, that you're sending them your loving good wishes, that you have good feelings for them. So every festival, which is a celebration, is also connected with good wishes and pure feelings. And so the real question, do I have good wishes and pure feelings for absolutely, absolutely everyone? I can think about sending good wishes to Africa or to Asia, but within my own family, ekawaraha, vichubai, ekawaraha. So within my own family circle, sometimes it's families that have traumatic experiences together, a lot of karma to settle, and we come together as families sometimes. But sometimes it's within our connections, other souls who are in contact with us. So my neighbors, physical neighbors, neighboring countries seem to have problems, and physical neighbors seem to have lots of issues because you're all the time together. People in Africa, you know them, but not all of them, and so easy to send good wishes. But when I know somebody, can I have good wishes and pure feelings? And so it's a lot of cleanup that's needed in order to be able to serve the world in this way. On one level, it sounds very easy. Just send good wishes to everyone. And of course, within the Bhog offering that we have, this is exactly what we're doing. We are sending pure feelings and good wishes to all. And in that, definitely, because we're connected with Baba when we sit in yoga and we're offering to Baba, then, and the energy of the whole gathering multiplies that power. And so those good wishes and pure feelings work. We very often have been getting feedback how people have experienced the power of good wishes and blessings from the family. So it works. And how does it work? When it's for one individual or 10 individuals, whatever it may be, many of you sometimes don't know those people. But remembering God and sending out good wishes, then Baba's responsible to share those good wishes for everyone. But to be able to do that for the whole wide world, it really means I have to understand what it is to be a benefactor for myself, a benefactor for my spiritual family, my physical family. And if I can go through those stages and make sure that really I am a benefactor, first for myself and then for all others, then that'll get me on that track of sending out good wishes and pure feelings. Benefactor for myself. I remember when there was somebody doing a course on self-compassion, and she said to somebody within the group that was doing that course, if somebody's not feeling well, what do you say to them? And whether it's physical or whether it's emotional, you'd probably just reach out to them and say, look, why don't you take half a day off? Why don't you take a day off? And just give yourself that time to rest and relax and do what you need to do. So what happens when you yourself are not feeling so well physically or emotionally, spiritually? Are you able to give, you know that you're not feeling so well, and of course it's then showing itself in your reactions to others in terms of relationships and activity, but are you able to say to yourself, I need to give time to myself, and half a day, whatever it is. So not just an excuse or laziness or carelessness or avoidance, but in a very genuine way, to give that time to sorting out whatever it is I need to, physical, emotional, spiritual. And very often we forget to do this. And in terms of being not just self-compassionate for the self, but also a benefactor for the self. What is it that I can do to make sure I'm following Baba's Srimat more accurately? All of us are following God's instructions, but are we able to follow God's instructions more and more accurately, so that then I'm able to give benefit to myself? Because that's the only way that I know we can definitely be sure that we're giving benefit to the self. Because while we were following the dictates of the mind or the influence of others, whether it was television or pop stars, film stars, football stars, or whoever it is, we saw them do something and thought we should do the same. So it could be remote influence, or it could be friends and company, that influence. So what was the result of all of that? For half a cycle I did that, and where did it bring me? It brought me to the end of Kali Yuga. It brought me to this point in the cycle. And so a choice: do I want to stay here in this condition, or do I want to do something differently? And if I want a different outcome, then I have to do things differently. And the different things that Baba's now telling me to do are the things of Srimad. Right from early morning through till the night, Baba's given us very specific directions in terms of Srimad. So the more Srimad that I follow, the more I'm able to give benefit to myself. And in terms of the Brahmin family, if I'm truly concerned about helping others and supporting them, then I think the foundation has to be respect. When there's respect, then I'm able to do something of benefit and value for others. Without that foundation of respect for each one, I can't do anything. And the same actually applies for the Lokic family too. I remember it would have been the 70s or early 80s. Daddy was with us on a tour by car in the UK, and we'd gone to several places. And in the mornings, and this was a very pioneering trip, we were going to new places where there weren't centres. And so two brothers and Daddy and myself. And so every morning class would be just the four of us. And can you imagine? Daddy, who speaks to thousands, giving class to four of us, well, three of us. Daddy herself was giving the class. It's a very intimate, powerful atmosphere. And both the brothers are still around. And one of them asked Daddy the question, Daddy, what's the difference between the world today and the world in which you grew up? And she said, respect. Right from early on, a child was taught respect. Respect nature, respect all the animals and all the birds and bees and everything in the universe. Respect your brothers and sisters, respect your elders. The bottom line always was respect. And you know how in Daddy's childhood, when they had farms and orchards, then there was a very definite protocol of what they would do. Whatever was the harvest, whatever was the fruits from the fields, they had a protocol of, first of all, feeding the sadhus. There were sadhus living in huts on their property, and the sadhus would come and go, and they would always be taken care of by the family. And so first the sadhus would be fed, and then after that it would be the animals that would be fed, and then it would be the children, and then it would be the brothers, and then the sisters, and whatever remained would go to the people working on the farms. It was never sold. They had another business for that, but whatever came from the earth was always distributed in this way. So just that idea of being taught at a young age to respect sadhus, to respect the animals and so on and so on. Very interesting system. And so today, what Baba's inculcating within us is that same awareness. Respect yourself, everything starts inside. Value yourself so that you don't need to take support from human beings. When I lack self-respect, then I'm going to take support in one way or another. And so I was also thinking about how good wishes, pure feelings, of course, connected with the whole subject of benevolence, but good feelings, again, how do I feel about myself? Am I content? Am I comfortable with myself? And where there's trauma that's been experienced, and at the end of Kali Yuga, many, many people, they've gone through a lot of trauma for many different reasons. And so where there is trauma, there's always going to be insecurity. There's always going to be fear, whether it's identified as fear or not, but there is that. And so the reactivity of people is happening because of this. And so time to settle all karmic accounts. And so where do I begin with the whole subject of pure feelings? Myself. Am I able to look at Baba, seeing Baba say, really, I have good feelings for where I'm at now. I have a vision of where I want to go. But even now, at this moment, I have good feelings for myself. I have good wishes for myself. And so that churning about who I am, where I'm at, where I want to go, basic simple questions that people have always asked through the ages. But now we have answers to those questions. Earlier we didn't. We asked those questions. We went to sadhus and asked those questions, but they weren't able to give us those answers. And so it's always been a muddle. Who am I? Where do I want to go? How do I get there? Eternal questions. And they're the questions of connected very much with the dialogues that were happening at COP and have been happening for the last 4 years or so. So that churning about who I am and how well I'm able to stabilize myself in that awareness, and I'm going to be able to have that value for myself and give others that respect and value also. And then all the way down the line, humans, but also animals, but also nature and so on. For the first 14 years of tapasya that the dadis were engaged in, there was very little gyan that they had. They had knowledge of soul, and that was being clarified more and more deeply. They had the knowledge of the cycle, that it's an eternal cycle. They knew about the three worlds. They didn't know exactly about the form of God. And so how powerful was that tapasya that, I think it was last week's Murali, that Baba said, the service that these souls were able to do, even in the early 50s when they came out of their isolation, they still didn't have full clarity about the form of God. Even that came at the end of the 50s, not the early 50s. So what was the power that they had that enabled them to go out as pioneers and face a world that was pretty hostile to them? Women in white, women in who appeared not to be following any Hindu systems. They weren't wearing the tilak. Everything about them was odd. And yet they were able to find those air quality souls who then have become all the didis, that you see who are now the main instruments across the world and in Bharat, but all those air quality souls, brothers also, not just the Didis, but all the brothers also, Jagdish Bhai, Brishma, the whole army of the Pandavas, what was the power that they had? It was the power of self-realization. Deep, deep self-realization that Baba was able to inspire them to explore, even though they'd grown up not to speak to anyone who was not in the family. And even in the family, Daddy says, she wouldn't speak in front of her father, she wouldn't speak in front of her grandfather unless they asked her something and she responded. And so, you know, that idea of children being seen and not heard equally applied to women. Women were seen and not heard, full stop, really. So how did these women become lionesses so that they were able to go out and share God's message? And many questions that they didn't have answers for because it hadn't yet been clear. But it was that time of the tapasya, of deep introspection, silence, realization of who I am, and that detachment from the body and all things of the material world. Life in Karachi was comfortable. Life in Abu wasn't. Physical things were very challenging, but their renunciation was absolute. And so the power of the renunciation of the consciousness of the body, and other renunciation follows automatically. There's no dependency, not just not on other people, but also not on things. I mean, Dadi Ratan Moini coming to England alone, staying in London alone for the first time in her life. And she was still just in her 50s, but and all the things that she went through just in London, managing everything that came her way. It was, she would talk about soul consciousness and the power of soul consciousness very often, because that was her practical experience. And so today, if I want to have good wishes, good feelings for all, it starts inside. And it starts with valuing the self, then respect for the Brahman family, but also being able to have that respect for everyone and everything. And so it's not difficult, but it's a question of what's going around in my head. And Baba's answer today is, well, what is your mind and intellect occupied with? And just pause and ask yourself the question. I've got my life on track, whether it's money, whether it's home, and if I haven't, then let me sort it out and put it on track. But once I've got it on track, then how much time and energy should I be giving to things just on this level? And to what extent then can I be free to keep my mind on a more elevated level? I'm remembering a program that took place here on the stage with Dadi, and it was a program that was later put into the form of a book, and I'm sure the book is still available. Is There Another Way? And in that, there were two people interviewing Dadi, and they presented her with various scenarios. If this happens, what would your response be? If this happens, what would your response be? And everything that they were positioning, putting in front of Dadi, Dadi's position was always the spiritual way, which was very different to the external way. I get angry because somebody else is angry. So what sort of response is that? Tit for tat. They're angry, so I'm angry, and what happens to the situation? It blows out of control. And so that's definitely not the way. Is there another way? well, of course it's natural. If somebody's angry, of course I'm going to get angry with them. Well, there is another way, and that his answer was, if there's a fire burning, are you going to set off another fire also? Or are you going to be the one who's able to extinguish that fire? And if I'm in God's remembrance and I'm soul conscious, then with that I'm going to be able to extinguish that fire. I don't have to set another fire alight. And so every answer was another way, another way. There is a different way to deal with everything. And so what is my mind caught up with? All the things of action and reaction and the things that are going on. And if my mind is too busy, I don't have time to generate pure feelings and good wishes, either for myself or for anyone else. And so a very powerful murali from Baba, of course, every day, but today again, and a chance to check, who is it that I have not yet forgiven? Because I can forgive 3 people, 4 people, but if there's 1 person I haven't forgiven yet, then that drop of poison is inside of me, and so it's going to make life difficult in all other relationships too. And definitely, if there's lack of forgiveness, then I'm not going to be able to send out pure feelings and good wishes to all. And so a chance Sunday, and it's also third Sunday, and I think it might be announced later, but it's also the UN Road Safety Day or week. And we're sending out pure thoughts and good wishes and good feelings for anyone who's been involved in any road accident, for the victims, the families, and everyone. That's tonight in the World Meditation Hour. But a chance just to explore, what more can I do to keep my awareness at that highest stage of pure feelings and pure good wishes for all? And of course, when I can deal with all the little things quickly in my mind, instead of letting it occupy a huge amount of time and space, then I'm moving in that direction of pure feelings for all. Another thing I'm thinking about in terms of the practicalities of reaching that stage, so one is there another way to look at things, a spiritual vision to look at things? Secondly, my forgiveness or lack of forgiveness. And the third is full stop. If I truly believe that drama is benevolent, then am I able to put a full stop by seeing benevolence in everything that's going on? And if I'm able to do this, then my good feelings remain intact. Otherwise, why, what, how, if, but, these little questions trigger off a huge storm of thoughts. And what happened to good feelings? They disappear very quickly. And so many times Baba's taught us this lesson of put a full stop, put a full stop. And if the brake of your car isn't effective, it's dangerous. You're going to make sure that you go to the garage and get it sorted out quickly. And so if today I check and I see that I'm not able to put a full stop very quickly, can I spend time practicing? Little things happen, full stop. And the way to be able to bring that full stop is I truly, deeply believe drama is benevolent. The word drama ends with the word ma, and the mother. The mother is always benevolent. The mother doesn't want anything else for her children. So Baba the father, Drama the mother, Destiny my mother. It's an interesting concept. And so as I recognize Baba as the benefactor more and more, I'm also going to be able to recognize Drama more and more as the benefactor. And in that state of feeling benefit, it's becoming easier and easier to say, okay, finish, full stop. There's benevolence. I can't see it at the moment, but I'm sure that there is. And as time goes on, I'll see the benevolence of that also. Every situation, absolutely every situation, benevolence, benevolence. So I think that the mantra for all of us has to be benevolence. Put a full stop. Om Shanti.